Get up.
Fernando and Greg.
Right now.
Good morning, Fernando and Greg, faithful. Thank you very much for tuning us in each and every morning, whether you do it on your radio, maybe you got the 99.7 Now app on your phone. If you don't, go ahead and download that. And you can take us to work, take us to school, wherever you're going. We're there with you. All the Fernando and Greg stuff right there on the 99.7 Now app. Girl Scout cookie season right now. Lisa's been waiting quite a bit to actually talk to us. Lisa, what's going on with these Girl Scout cookies?
Yes, it's wild. Girl Scouts are no joke.
Yeah, there's a lot of pressure with this. So what kind of pressure are you feeling?
Yeah, so my daughter, she joined Girl Scouts kind of late. Like, the girls at school had been going for, like, 2 years. So she joined this, like, really ambitious troop. It's her first year. And she told me that she wants to sell, like, 500 boxes of cookies.
500?
Yeah, so, like, it's really awesome. Like, I support her. She's so excited about it. But I honestly work from home, and I don't, like, I didn't realize that I would be the one to be selling.
Of course you will be. Of course you are the one. So that's bad for you because you can't even take them to work to sell them.
Right. You don't have any coworkers.
Exactly. Like, that's my thing. I work on the phone, and, like, I'm talking to customers on the phone, but I can't be like, by the way, like.
Yeah. Right. You're trying, like, to sell them your own stuff. Yeah.
How many boxes I got you down for?
Yeah, like, I honestly, I'm not even sure, because I love that she's so ambitious, but I don't even know enough people to,
oh gosh.
Well, to help her out. I know, it's, like, sad.
Has your daughter, like, tried to go out in public and sell them, or go door to door?
That's too much.
Yeah, let me tell you, there's so many things online that you can look at, like, Girl Scouts. Like I said, it's, like, no joke. They're like, business ethics and how to reach customers.
I was talking to a woman last year about this. There are territories that people have already claimed. You can't just go to the Safeway on this corner. That's already been claimed. Like, if you're a new girl, it's even harder.
Yeah. You got to fight.
The girls run the streets.
No idea.
It was actually, our promotion director broke it to us the other day. We're out of Fernando and Greg shirts, and we have nothing to give away, and he's not ordering any new ones. So we have nothing to give away. So what if we ordered a bunch of Girl Scout cookies from you and gave those to our listeners?
No. Would you do that?
Oh, yeah. Of course
you
we would do that.
You would be helping me out.
Hell yeah.
I mean, I'm saying we're giving them away, but we might eat them all.
That's
but,
true.
You know. How about if 100. We do 50 boxes each? Me and Fernando, we do 50 boxes each.
To my goal, because it's my goal now. It's not even my daughter's.
Like, well, you said you had 500 boxes. So that's like one fifth right there.
It's this easy. I'm good.
We'll do 100 boxes from you.
What?
That kills two birds. That kills two birds with one stone. Now we have something to give away.
I love this. Girl Scouts are taking over.
There you go. And now you are one fifth of the way of getting rid of these 500 boxes that you're
doing. Jen, how many are you going to buy?
I'm going to buy some off of you.
Oh, Lord. But Greg and I are going to mark them up. And
I'll buy a box.
All right.
I got three.
Ooh, this is kind of exciting now.
All right. Well, we'll take you off the air and find out how to get those cookies and how to get the money to you.
Thank you so much.
All right. I'm going to regret this, I think.
My daughter's going to think I'm cool now, so thank you for that.
Just when I started finally eating right after the holidays, now here come the Girl Scout cookies. Hang on the line, Lisa.
I got to compute this, how much we just spent on those Girl Scout cookies.
Yeah,
Jan, you got that
money.
$1,400.
No, that was $1,200.
Oh, you won $1,200.
Okay, how much is a box of Girl Scout cookies?
I think they're actually $5,
they're
right?
Somewhere in the $4 to $6 range.
Oh, well, I got $4 for you.
since we're buying in bulk.
That by 100.
Wait, we're buying in bulk. Can't we get
wait,
like
you guys just spent like $600 on Girl Scout cookies.
Is that $600?
If they're $6 a box and you bought
100, yeah.
100, that's $600.
I think some of them are $4.
Well,
five.
Either way, y'all just spent hella money on Girl Scout cookies.
All right. Well, Fernando will get it. I think Fernando would do it.
Here's my credit card. Listen, I'm happy to do it. I know how hard it is.
You get caught up in the moment. You don't know how hard it is to sell Girl Scout cookies. What do you mean you know how hard it is?
All right. I can imagine how hard it is. It's hard to sell anything. I mean,
just am thinking about how hard it is to make that $400, $500,
$600. That's what I'm saying. You guys are so generous right now.
Well, I felt, did you hear her at the beginning of the call? She sounded like she was going to cry.
Yeah.
All right. Shane, you got that $1,200.
Yeah. All right. Let's buy some more cookies. I'll put some money down for it.
Okay. I don't know. Hold on. We need to ask before we do this. Listen, that's a lot of money we're spending. So.
Yeah.
Do you want to get the green light from management?
I don't want the green light. I want the green for management.
Oh, okay.
If we just put down our own money, then management can put down some green as well for Girl Scouts.
Let's support the Girl Scouts. Come on.
And give me a little extra money in my account this week. All right. We'll see. We'll see what we can do. Get a hold of Carlos, Shane. That's your job.
Oh, Lord.
All right. Once we find out, though, maybe we will help you out.
He gets very upset about things like this, by the way.
What, when we decide to spend money that the radio station doesn't want to spend?
People surprise and go, hey.
By the way, we
need $500. We'll tell you why next.
Here's something you didn't budget for.
You know what? Jazzy's in meetings in Phoenix, so.
Oh, yeah. So we could do this.
We could sort of say he told us it's okay.
Oh, wow. Okay, so Matiana said 8 flavors are offered per region, and 6 flavors are $5 a box, and 2 are $6 a box.
Ooh, we want the $5 boxes.
We just bought, like, in bulk. They better bring it down to 4.
They don't do that, Chad. This isn't Costco.
Wake up.
Fernando and Greg.
Fernando and Greg.
On 99.7 Now.
It is 7:14. You are 6 minutes away from getting the bills paid. At 7:20, we'll do it. You just got to register at 997now.com. Crazy thing. I guess we're in for 100 boxes of Girl Scout cookies.
We got a call earlier today, and it was a woman who works from home, and it's first year of the Girl Scouts, and she promised her daughter she would help her sell 500 boxes. And she was not having any luck doing that. So,
yeah,
I mean,
we're a little low.
We bought a fifth of those, 100 boxes.
We're a little low on things to give out to you guys. So, why not hit the streets and give you some Girl Scout cookies? I mean, we got quite a few of them to give away. Cindy's on the line right now. Good morning, Cindy.
You know what? I am, but I'm always on a diet, so I never get to buy them this time of year.
You and me both.
Hey, I think it's awesome that you guys did that. That was just a heartwarming gesture to the Girl Scouts.
I know, and I'm usually not that nice, but something...
I know you're not. But you know what?
she sounded like teary-eyed at first.
You know, I just think it was heartwarming that you guys did that and helped this lady out with her daughter, and that's kudos to you guys. But I think Shan needs to play it forward and buy at least 20 boxes.
Okay.
Oh, wow. Come on, Shan.
Come on, Shan.
Okay.
Yeah. Come on now.
No, I mean, you got that money for
nothing. She's crossing her fingers.
I'll buy 20 boxes.
Okay.
I mean, come on. You just got that money for nothing. Right on, Shan. Way to go.
Right. Okay. Cindy, hang on the line.
Wow, Shan. So you'll buy 20 boxes?
Yeah. I ate a whole box of mega stuffed Oreos in 2 days. I might as well buy 20 boxes.
Well, no.
And support the Girl Scouts.
So you're going to eat all 20 boxes?
I might give some out.
Okay.
But I love the Thin Mints. So I'm going to buy 20 boxes. 888-456-9970.
If you have 20 boxes of Girl Scout cookies to sell, Shan will buy them from you. First person that gets through.
Yeah, the first person gets through.
Yeah.
Good luck.
888-456-9970. Get your little fingers ready. Get those girls out there. They supposed to be selling. Tell them, learn, teach them how to get.
Yeah. Every day you hustle and
there you go. They got to hustle.
I'm just doing the quick math. That's a 10-day supply for you. If you're doing it too.
See, it's nothing. I'll eat a whole sleeve in 2 minutes.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not worried about you consuming them. I'm worried about you paying for them.
I got $200.
I know you can consume them, girl.
I have a little bit of money I could spend on these cookies. All right. So let's go.
And here we go. All that money I spent on that juice cleanse for you is down the tubes.
But it's for a good cause.
All right. Any word yet from management whether we want to buy some more?
I haven't tried to get a hold of management.
We get some money?
We got to call them. They're not answering. They're not up right now.
All right. Well, then we'll hold off on that. We're trying to get Shan to buy some Girl Scout cookies. Greg and I have already agreed to buy 50 boxes apiece for a total of 100. Let me make sure it's right. Yep, Sandra's on the line right now. You got some Girl Scout cookies? You got 20 boxes?
I do for my two little nieces are selling them.
All right.
Ooh.
Do you have 20 boxes?
I do have 20 boxes.
Oh, you probably have more than 20 boxes.
Yes. Well, listen, Shan's only in for 20 boxes.
Don't get crazy.
He's screwing this whole thing up. All right. Sold, Sandra.
Woo!
Perfect. Woo!
Right, Shan? You got to say yes.
Yes, I'm buying 20 boxes from you.
All right.
Sorry, I had to get her on the record there. I don't.
Yeah, a little reluctant, Shan. All right, good on you, Shan.
Thank you.
So that's 120 boxes.
Wow.
That we have got sold this morning, or that we've purchased, actually. So.
Do we get to pick the flavors?
Yes, of course
okay.
we do.
All right.
Of course.
Making
that's
sure.
part of the fun. Yeah,
of course. All right, keep those calls coming. 888-456-9970. Maybe we'll buy a few more. Man, I feel like Ika Bassetta Jr. Berman. I hope I got this right. Ika Bassetta Jr. Dan.
Oh. Ika Bassetta Jr.
Got it. From Daly City, you got 10 minutes at 888-456-9970 to get through, get your bills paid. I know we got this Chase credit card in front of us as well. We will definitely pay that for you. Maybe use that money to buy more Girl Scout cookies. Let's get into the...
It's Weird News Wednesday.
Weird News Wednesday. Weird News Wednesday. Weird News Wednesday.
Well, I don't know if anybody noticed, but if you're a big fan of Hershey's Kisses, or if you're a baker and you used those in your holiday cookies, a lot of people do that. Well, you might have noticed that just the tip of the iconic kiss was missing for months. And it was during the most important time of the year when Hershey sells their most kisses during the holidays. On Thursday, they said this was a manufacturing problem that left the candies tipless. They got so many calls, letters, emails of people upset. They do not want tipless kisses.
Mm-mm.
They want that tip.
Really? Give me the tip.
The tip is always good.
And so Hershey's CEO said, the tip is back. We are back to producing the tip, and it's better than ever.
All right.
They have identified and adjusted their manufacturing equipment to make shaping more consistent. The CEO said she appreciated the thousands of emails and calls that she received from passionate Kiss customers wanting their tip.
The tip is the best part.
Is it?
Yeah.
Yeah. It is.
You know,
you're right.
You can't eat it without the tip.
You can't. The tip is
yeah,
the
right.
most
you can't get the whole thing.
You can't really.
Anyway.
No, it's not right.
All right.
It's not. You're right.
Moving on.
Something else
beyond
that's not
the tip.
Something else that people think is not right. Smoking. You know, I was thinking about this the other day. Do we have any smokers in our building? I never see anybody out front smoking.
Oh,
that other building, we have tons of smokers.
Oh my god, Ryan would.
I'll tell it to his face.
Do we have any smokers in here? I don't see them.
Uh-uh.
I don't know where they hide.
I don't smell them either, so I don't know. It's a good... I don't know.
Well, you may not smell them in Hawaii anymore as well. If a proposed bill goes through, it would raise the legal smoking age from 21 to 100. Yes, you got that right. It would raise the legal smoking age in Hawaii from the current 21 years of age to 100 years old. If you can make it to 100, then they say smoke them if you got them.
All right.
So that would be the new age limit. It would not apply to tourists, though. That's weird. So if you're a tourist in Hawaii, you can smoke. And you can, I guess, bring your own cigarettes. Or I guess if you prove you're from another state, you could buy them at an earlier age. This would not go through until 2024 if it does pass in order for the legislature there to figure out other ways to make up the tax dollars that they would lose from basically banning cigarette sales in Hawaii.
I was about to say, because, I mean, you may as well just say it's banned to everybody.
No, I think they want to say if you make it to 100, we want you to be able to smoke.
This is like that doctor that one of your aunts went to. Like, I guess she's made it to a certain age. She's worried about.
She asked him. She said, "I don't drink a lot because I'm afraid to get addicted." He was like, "You're 85. Who cares? Drink as much as you want.
Do what you want.
Have beer, have wine, combine them.
You deserve it.
Here's some pills, pop them. Like, at 85, it doesn't matter."
All right, that's your weird news.
I got bills.
Yes, you do. All right, let's say hello to Bert Berman. Help us. How do you say your last name?
My name is Berman Ika Bausetta Jr. I'm from Daly City.
Yeah, we could tell. We knew you were from Daly City. I knew that.
Oh, my. You guys, I listen to you every single day. I love you guys, Fernando and Greg and Shan. I love all you guys. I swear to every single day when I'm on my way to pick up my coworker, Adriana, on her way to work. And Love Trap, I listen to you guys every single
you
day.
Buy some girl, you want to buy some Girl Scouts?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Hey. I've got 50 boxes to sell that I just bought. Trying to recoup my money.
Oh, my gosh. This is so surreal. I love you guys. This is crazy. I can't believe it. Am I really on the radio right now?
You really are.
Yeah, keep going. We love everything you're saying. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
You know what? We'll pay your bills, and we may even throw in a few boxes of Girl Scout cookies. We suddenly came into some.
There, look at that.
All right.
Oh my gosh, I love you guys. Thank you so much. We love you right back.
Well, there you go. That's that easy. You signed up, you loved us, and we called your name.
All right.
Berman, oh my God, thank you.
Can you hang
so
on the line
much.
For a little bit? Just hang
oh,
on
I
one
guess
second.
I definitely can.
All
I
right,
definitely
good.
Can. Thank
All right.
you.
Hold tight. Love him.
Wow.
He can win anytime he wants. All right. There you go. Good. Congratulations, Berman.
Oh, wake up.
Now.
All right, earlier in the hour, we had a call. A woman who is just sort of exasperated. She got a lot of Girl Scout cookies to sell for her daughter and looking for help to sell as many as we could. So Greg and I got in, and we decided to buy 50 boxes apiece. Then this whole thing progressed. Now we got our management involved. Nick gave us a green light.
Well, don't skip out on Shan. Shan bought 20 boxes.
Yeah, I got 20 boxes.
Sorry, Shan, I didn't intentionally skip over.
They got the idea from me because I bought 20 boxes. They're like, we can't have Shan buy them and not us.
Yeah, I think when Jazzy and Carlos realized that you were even putting out your own money, they were like, all right, let's come with it. So we've got a lot more to buy. The next 5 people who call, get those tickets. And we got full our tickets.
Tickets.
They get those get that money. They get that money for their Girl Scout cookies. So let's go, Kristen.
Good morning.
Good morning. Are you trying to peddle some Girl Scout cookies onto us?
I am. I have a troop of 16 girls out of Fairfield who have big goals, and my daughter has probably the largest goal of all of them, and we are trying to get them gone.
That's all you want. You just want them out of your life, out of your house, out of your garage.
Park your car in your garage again.
Amen.
All right. Well, how about if we take 50 boxes off your hands?
Oh, we would love that. What do you say?
Thank you.
Oh, aww. Hey.
You're welcome. Thank you for listening.
Thank you.
All right.
All right. Hold on the line. Don't go anywhere. We got you.
Okay. Now here comes Katie. Hi, Katie.
Hi.
Are Girl Scout cookies overtaking your life right now?
Yes. I've already bought boxes, but I love them.
Well, don't we all? And we better love them because I think we're going to go in for another 50 for you, Katie.
Wow. Oh, my gosh. That's awesome. Thank you.
Now, is that what the parents and the uncles and aunts, do they normally end up buying all the surplus?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay.
All right.
Well, hang on, Katie.
Katie's not following.
I know. Hold on a second. Don't go anywhere. I think she's just so, you know, like blown away.
I don't know if Katie was trying to buy them or sell them.
You're right.
Or trying to get some free ones.
Yeah.
I don't know if Katie knew what we were doing.
She thinks that we're getting away. Well,
Sal,
we probably will here at some point.
Talk to her.
Yeah. And Sal, make sure you screen these calls better.
All right. We got enough
confused people in the studio. We don't need any more outside the studio. Okay, Sal?
All right. Tell you what, we got some more to give away, or at least some more to buy here in just a few minutes. A lot of you are trying to get through to get us to buy Girl Scout cookies from you. Earlier, we had a call. Woman's like, listen, I got to move these things out. I don't have any coworkers. I don't know what to do. I got more Girl Scouts than I got buyers. So that's why we thought we'd step into. Now management is involved as well. They're putting up some money so we can buy a bit more off of you as well. So we looked for 5 people that we were going to buy Girl Scout cookies from. Emma, you're one of those.
I do have a Girl Scout in my life. Actually, I just dropped her off at school. Her name's Emma. She's the one that called in.
What's your name?
My name's Elena.
All right. And Emma is trying to sell Girl Scout cookies. You were one of the first 5. We got 50 boxes for you.
My garage is full.
You gotta move some stock.
Please take them.
Does that mean Shan can go to your garage and pick out the flavors she wants?
Yes.
Yay.
Right.
Thin Mints. 50 Thin Mints.
Now, wait. Now, I've been hearing that, like, some of them are, like, selling out. They're, like, harder to get. Is that the case? I mean, you're pretty much well-stocked with all the flavors.
I'm pretty much well-stocked. I mean, there's a couple that, we are running a little low on. But the Girl Scout, you know, our troop keeps getting them from the pantry. I guess there's some pantry somewhere that just keeps giving them to us.
And then you got to sell them.
And then we got to sell them, and then the girls want to win a trip to Six Flags. I don't know.
Oh, wow. There's a lot riding on this. Okay, great. Well, hang on the line. Don't go anywhere, okay?
Okay. All right. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, and good luck. I hope you sell the rest as well, but we're very happy to take that many. Let's get into Ginger right now. Let's see
Greg. Time for Down Home.
All right.
With Greg's mom, Ginger.
Ginger Cheryl.
All right. Ginger's been on hold for a minute or two, and, you know, we haven't even been able to catch up with her since the Super Bowl on Sunday, and I know we were supposed to cook some of the recipes that she's brought up in the past. Hi, Ginger.
So tell me, what did everybody cook for the Super Bowl?
They all stole your queso recipe, Mom.
Not me. I didn't steal it.
Yeah, I wound up making meatballs.
How was that?
Oh, everybody, they're gone. They were gone in like 30 minutes.
Wow. And Greg, how about your cheeseburger soup?
It was good, but I didn't make it, you know, like I made it healthy, so... Yeah, it was good for me. Shan wouldn't have liked it, but I didn't use the Velveeta in it, but I did use cheese.
What'd you use?
I didn't use the heavy whipping cream or the milk. Instead of heavy whipping cream, I put some Greek yogurt in it.
Oh, no. He did it all wrong, Ginger.
I sent my mom the recipe, and she said, that seems a little rich.
I made a buffalo.
I put kale in it, too.
Ew!
Oh, wow.
And broccoli.
Gotta keep it healthy.
No. I made the buffalo chicken dip.
Oh, yeah, that's good.
Mom, what did you think about the halftime performance?
We need to have it in Texas and have some good country western music.
That would have been better.
Willie Nelson and George Strait.
How
could you beat that? And I was thinking about you, Greg, when he took his shirt off and saw all those tattoos. And I thought, now Greg's going to do this.
Mom, I'm not going to do all those tattoos.
That must have been a lot of pain. Now, he must have had his pot for that.
You must have. Or at least some wine.
Now, I would recommend it if you're going to do all that.
Well, he had California across his stomach. Should I get Texas across my stomach, Mom?
Sure.
You also going to have Ginger's hand mark all over you.
Mm-hmm. Mom, what if I did your name across my back?
That would not impress me.
Wait, hold on. I just thought of something. Are we talking to the same person who tattooed her brothers when y'all were younger?
No, you're not.
Yes, I just thought of something.
Hold on a minute.
Let's get this scandal out.
Here's something about Ginger I've never heard. You're a tattoo artist?
Sure. I used ink eradicator.
I don't even know what that is, eradicator,
like,
or why you would have one.
Back in the old days, Greg, when they didn't have stuff to get, when you wrote something, then you could put this liquid acid on it, and it would take the ink out. It would just go away, you know.
Oh, it sounds safe.
Called ink eradicator. And so it was some kind of acid, I'm sure. And my dear brothers begged me to put their initials on their wrist, and so I did it. But it didn't take them long to go to the water fountain and put their hands underneath the water.
Yeah, it burned them. And then
my mother came home, and let's just say she tattooed something on my butt.
Oh!
But it wasn't your fault. They asked for it.
I know. I was only being nice to my dear brothers, as always, and I get in trouble. It was smoking hot.
It was smoking.
Oh, my God.
Well, sure it was.
I am now appalled, Mom, that you've thrown a fit about
this. You better watch out. When you get home, she's going to get that ink eradicator and come after you.
I surely will if I can find it. They probably don't even make such stuff anymore.
I doubt it.
I highly doubt it.
All right. Well, we have to go now that you've been found out.
Mm-hmm.
Look for a Valentine's Day card I sent.
I'll be looking.
All right.
It may or may not have a check in it, so you better get to that post office.
Let me call the post office right now. I'm on my way.
All right. Love you. Bye.
Love you. Bye.
Love you, bye.
That stuff sounds awful.
But I'm Googling this real fast.
This ink eradicator. I've never heard of such a thing.
Here it is. It's It is an acid. It's ink bleach. It was made in the 1930s. So, like, if you used ink, you know, there's no liquid paper back then.
Yeah.
So, it was an ink bleach that would erase the ink off of whatever you wrote the ink on. And it's basically an ink bleach. So, that's what she used to draw the initials for my uncle, my uncles.
Have you seen the tattoos worried. On them?
No, she said that they're not.
Yeah, they
washed
it off.
Oh, they faded out?
Yeah. And she's worried about me having a tattoo.
Yeah.
And then she's like 10 years old, bleaching.
Yeah. She almost burned a hole in her brother's.
Wow. I mean, savage. Ginger's a savage. Salvaje.
They wanted it. Not like she was running around chasing them with it. My goodness. All right. That's Ginger.